Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and it is Friday, June 17th. So, got a bunch to go over today. There's been some technical issues, the technical issues mainly being Jesse. So I haven't got a lot out this week. I apologize, guys. So today, I'll get you through a couple of things that are going on. Hopefully, you've been finding our stories on our app and on the website and all over social media. I'll read you a couple things, and then we'll be ending this podcast with an interview with Manuel Ruiz, local filmmaker who is cleaning up at awards festivals. So you do not want to miss that. That will be after all of the news today. Before we get going, let's jump right into our sponsors and take care of a little house cleaning.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Okay, thank you for that. We have the best sponsors. It's absolutely true. We just want to point out that the app is available for you to get if you haven't yet. Everybody's picking it up. I think we've had over 100 downloads so far, and that is fantastic. Trust me, you're going to want this. So go over to your app store, whether it's Android or Apple, and please download that. You will be able to get all the news instantly in the palm of your hand. Local events, dining things are coming on there, all of the individual things. So if you just want to know about Mammoth School, for instance, you can click on that and find that out. You don't have to scroll through everything. It's really quite cool. We've had some really good compliments, and we'll be putting more out about that here shortly, but just making sure you get on that. If you want to help support us and support local news here in the Eastern Sierra and everything that we're doing, your best way to do that is to go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, or just go to either the app or the homepage at EasternSierraNow.com, where you can click on become a patron. There's a lot of cool tiers to join where you can help us out, and that's you can send $5, $20, $100, whatever it is that you want to do that you think would help benefit local news and help keep us going. Because trust me, this is a labor of love. I'm doing this for a living, but currently I'm not doing that. So I'm finding side jobs and things on the side to keep this going, because this is a lot of work. Kayla as well. So I'm paying her to do the press releases and help that. And it takes a lot. So I need a lot of help. So if you find value in this, just think of it like going and buying a newspaper. You know, you have to subscribe to the new register. You have to go put in your $2 and quarters or whatever it is nowadays. That's how this works. You know, I have to be able to pay things. So if you wouldn't mind giving that a look and just giving us a shout out, if you appreciate what we're doing and you like what we're doing and, you know, you want to have a little more even say in it, you can get a hold of me through that. But I would be very stoked to bring you on board. So again, patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. So let's move on to the news. One of the big things this week, I've been kind of skating around talking about this because I haven't got all of the information yet. So what I got was just the side from a few people that were not involved in this air quote secret meeting about Mammoth Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Wildman and the Mammoth School Board voting no confidence in her, and then whether they're going to give her the boot early or let her ride out her term or extend her term. So from what I understand, I think her term has, they've decided to ride out her term, which goes through 23, I believe, June of 23 and June of 24. So yeah, it'll be, so 2 years, she'll still be there. Otherwise they would have to buy out her contract, which would be quite a bit of money. If you've ever seen school admin, they make a bit of money. So I haven't got any of the sides from the opposite end of this spectrum here. So I'll read you what I have. And then we are researching this, and we've actually had a couple of people call in to give us some more details that we didn't have. So we will be updating that story. So look for that on either the .com or the app or Facebook later tonight at some point when that gets finished. Kayla's just wrapping it up right now so we get that in. But from what I understand, the school, all the teachers in the school got together really fast at the end of the year, held a meeting that was not done as like a big school board meeting, but every teacher was invited, from what I was told by a Mammoth teacher. Only a few missed out because they either didn't check their email or they chose not to participate, where they all held a vote that they were no confidence of her. So, you know, I don't know much about it. I don't go to Mammoth school. I don't live in Mammoth. So I'm trying to just wrap my head around what the deal is. So a lot of people have some gripes with her throughout the years, in particular throughout the pandemic. I don't know what she could have done different through the pandemic. I mean, they had to close for things, so that kind of stuck. But like I said, I'm not a part of this, so I don't know the behind the scenes of anything or why this was voted. But apparently the school board voted no confidence, and that's kind of where it's at. So I'll read you what I have so far. And then again, keep checking Eastern Sierra Now, because we will have the full report showing you both sides of the situation here shortly. In recent days, a select group of staff from Mammoth Schoolers met privately to discuss criticism against Mammoth Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Wildman and take action toward a vote of no confidence. Dr. Wildman has served as superintendent throughout the pandemic, during which time Mammoth Schools temporarily closed several times at the recommendation of both local and state public health personnel and directives. Like many aspects of public life in the midst of the pandemic, school closures and other measures to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in educational institutions have been divisive and subject to criticism and protest. Following the meeting, with which some teachers not in attendance later regarded as secretive, those present allegedly attempted to secure further support for a vote of no confidence by claiming that a large number of school staff, which I was told was over 50%, but I can't deny or confirm that, they were consulted in an agreement on the decision and implying it had the backing of the teachers' union. In response, a number of teachers have stepped forward to refute those claims, urge caution, and show support for Dr. Wildman. Mammoth Middle School teacher Jill Marks Orozco wrote a letter discussing the initial furtive action taken by the private group and calling for an appropriate, rational response through the proper channels. Dear MUSD stakeholders, there is a letter of support. This is from Orozco. There's a letter of support for the superintendent circulating that I have heard many of you won't sign because you are under the impression that the teachers are unified. We are not. I am a 23-year veteran teacher of MUSD, and I can assure you that MEA, our union, never actually held an official union vote. The teachers that signed the document in question that supposedly has over 60% of teacher support was signed in secret with fewer than 100% of the teachers asked to participate. There was no official union meeting. Instead, a few teachers and staff met in secret, unpublicized location, after which those present went to their school sites to secure select signatures against Ms. Wildman. No one asked me to review or sign anything. I was appalled that the title of the document says it comes from the MEA, which is the union. It is inappropriate for the public to believe that all teachers were given the opportunity to participate in this vote of no confidence. My biggest request is that all stakeholders be given an opportunity to evaluate the facts. Parents, the teachers know you support us. If there are valid claims, let's take the time to evaluate them. If you essentially felt like your superintendent provided the services you expected, then please sign the letter, which would allow the union to formalize a real vote based on due process. It would also send a clear message to the school board that grievances should be addressed and opportunities for improvement should be identified. So the growth is encouraged and valued. As stakeholders, it is our responsibility to use evidence before we determine the fate of our district's future. Signing the letter doesn't undermine the teachers. It sends a message that you support slowing down and opening an evidence-based discussion that provides opportunities to practice what we preach, a growth mindset. There's another letter from members of the town, and in that one, 68 people of the town signed in siding with keeping Wildman as the superintendent. So the current contract employing Dr. Wildman as superintendent was ratified in July of 21 to extend through 24. The contract agreement also stipulates a yearly performance evaluation and establishes contingencies for termination of the agreement, including clauses for non-renewal, termination with cause, and termination without cause. The agenda for the district's board June 14th regular meeting included a proposed extension of Dr. Wildman's contract through June 25. Eastern's here now reached out to Wildman as she gave this following statement. The board voted in open session not to extend my contract. However, my current contract remains in place till June 2024. I remain committed to working on behalf of all of the students in our district. Although there have been some division in the community, I believe we can work together to make things great for our kids. It remains to be seen whether the district board allows Dr. Wildman to serve out the remainder of her contract or later votes no confidence and terminates her contract early, and what further action those decisions might prompt. So as we have more on this, we will be updating the story and possibly just posting a whole new story so that you guys can see what is going on both sides of that. Interesting drama going on up there. You guys can hear that in the background. I apologize. Where I record my podcast also happens to be where I do my laundry. What's the bike report this weekend up at Mammoth Mountain? Let's find that out. Looks like 19 trails open. The temperature is going to be in the low 70s, sunny, and there is 5 easy runs open, 9 intermediate, 2 black diamond, 3 double black diamond, and no black triangles open just yet. With the lower panorama, gondola, and discovery chair 11, opening Friday, it's now time for lift-served hot laps to commence. Our beginning friendly discovery zone will open featuring trails, discovery, adventure, explorer, discotheque, and the skills park. This is an awesome area for beginners and kiddos to get their confidence and run counts up. It's also a great spot for more advanced riders to warm up before venturing further out and around the mountain. From Mid-Mountain, we will be opening the trails Midtown Velocity Twilight Zone and Lower Chainsmoke. Midtown is an intermediate adventure that meanders around the east side of McCoy Station before descending through a section of trail we call Knee Deep, featuring berms, rollers, and some fantastic terrain. Midtown is not to be missed. Due to erosion, a snowpack, the upper mount is still being worked on with plans to open off the top July 1st. We'll keep you posted on the trail crew's progress. Note that temps for the weekend look brisk. Bring a windbreaker. Sweet. That's always a fun time. So it looks like there's a concession opportunity with the National Forest. The International Forest has issued a pre-solicitation, which you can click a link to find out more about that at easternsierranow.com, to inform businesses and organizations of the upcoming campground concession opportunity and site visit that will occur prior to the prospectus publication. The concession opportunity is for recreation facilities on the Inyo National Forest and includes several campgrounds, groups, campgrounds, and horse camps. The Forest Service, an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, plans to release a formal prospectus in early 23 to solicit proposals to operate and maintain these facilities under a special use permit. More detailed information on this business opportunity, Forest Services concessionaire program, and policies, special use permit applications, and post-selection requirements will be available in the prospectus. It looks like the Forest strongly encourages interested parties to contact Adam Barnett, Public Services Staff Officer at adam.barnett, that's with two T's, one N, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, at usda.gov, with any questions, comments, or concerns regarding the pre-solicitation. What's going on with the airports? Let's see that. Fly with Advanced Airlines from Hawthorne, California, Carlsbad, California, directly into Mammoth Lakes this summer between June 16th and September 12th. United Airlines is offering flights into the Eastern Sierra Regional Airport in Bishop this summer. Fly June 4th through June 19th via San Francisco on Saturdays and Sundays, or fly June 24th through September 5th via San Francisco daily, except Saturdays. So you can click at Eastern Sierra Now on the link there to find out more information and when to book your flight. Independence Day is an action-packed day in Mammoth Lakes and down in Bishop. You can click at the link on Eastern Sierra Now to find out more about 4th of July activities in Mammoth, and we will be posting more on Eastern Sierra Now about what's going on in Bishop. We have already seen that it is taking place at the park this year, not the airport, where they will be letting off the fireworks. So there's a lot of family fun to be had, festivities planned for the 4th of July and throughout the weekend. Personal fireworks are prohibited in Mono County, so you are not buying and shooting off your own fireworks in Mono County. And that includes an Inyo National Forest and Bureau of Land Management lands. Be smart, leave the fireworks to the professionals. I'm not sure about Inyo County. I think you can still fire them off down here, but just be smart. It's, you know, there's so many fires from that. Just be careful. It's not that much to ask somebody. Remember, tomorrow, Saturday, June 18th, doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 for Playhouse 395's Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It is $15 a ticket. You can get that at brownpaperticket.com. We have a link at Eastern Sierra Now. If you just go click on the ad for Love, Loss, and What I Wore, that'll take you right to the ticket purchasing place. Excuse me. Playhouse 395 presents a staged reading of Love, Loss, and What I Wore at the Bishop Oaks Lodge Saturday, June 18th, 6 p.m. So you're going to want to check that out for show. Looks like Looney Bean is having Open Mic Friday, and that'll be today between 5 and 8. So pretty much right now, you're going to want to go down to Looney Bean. Go, get off my podcast, head down there. No, stay here and listen. Chef Nate special until he runs out. So whatever that special is, you got to go find out. I'm not going to tell you. That'll be really fun. It's always a good time down there. Remember that there is the Good Dent Foundation tomorrow. They are doing the nonprofit out of Lone Pine. They are having their birthday party between 3 and 6. There'll be live music and food and cake and that kind of stuff. And then from 6 to 8:30 will be the Forum Theater grand opening, which will have drinks and appetizers and Sandy in the High Country playing. There's limited seating. It's not that big of a place, so you're going to want to get down there pretty quick. And you do have to get a ticket. It's $20 to get in as a donation because it is a nonprofit, or $25 at the door. So if you go to gooddent.org, I believe you can find out more about getting your tickets to get in. There's raffles there. It's going to be pretty cool. So you're going to want to check that out for sure. So let me just double check that we don't have any pressing stuff here, and then we will get to our interview with filmmaker Manuel Ruiz. Yeah, looks like everything else is pretty much covered. So let's do that. We're going to head over to Manny, and then we will say sayonara from there. So Manuel Ruiz did a film called All Else Fails. He shot it locally. Everything is local. He did it himself, and he is just hitting the festival circuit and causing quite a stir, including winning Best Director, Best Picture a couple of times, Best Actor a couple of times. I mean, he's done quite the film. So why don't you listen to this? You are absolutely going to be ecstatic for this young man.
Okay, we are here with local filmmaker extraordinaire, apparently, Manuel Ruiz. Manny, how's it going?
Doing pretty well, thank you. How are you doing?
You're pretty good, but not as good as you. Since the last time we talked, you know, you had your film, All Us Fails. Is that the name of the film?
That's correct.
All Us Fails. So All Us Fails was accepted in the Lone Pine Film Festival, which is the little shindig they have in Lone Pine. You know, it's cool and whatever, but it's not like a festival. Well, in the meantime, how many festivals have you gotten into?
So far, two. If one was the Talpote International Film Festival that just passed on June 9th through the 12th in Electra, Texas, and then the one before that in that was in March. That was the Sunny Side Up Film Festival that was in Miami. I was corrected many times. It's not Miami. It's Miami, Oklahoma. Those are the festivals I've gotten into so far.
Yeah, because we didn't get to talk about the Oklahoma one. There were some ridiculous circumstances that made it so we didn't get the chance to talk about that one on the air, but that's okay because now we can talk about both of them, so that's great. You know, and Local Boy Gone Good, before we get into the details of that and what's going on with your film now, let's just reiterate so people didn't hear the past interview we did. So you grew up in Lone Pine, correct?
Yes, most of my life.
Okay, cool. And your family's from there and your everybody. You went to Lone Pine High School?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Class of 2012, for anyone interested.
Yeah. Yeah, for the fannies out there, as we'll call them.
Yeah, fannies. I like that. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
So that's cool, man. Well, okay, so you did that. When did you get into film? Well, I mean, interest-wise, not professionally.
My whole life I've just been like a movie fanatic. You know, most people are into sports, cars, what have you. I just was obsessed with film and just writing, and basically, like, that was one way to keep me calm, was put a movie on, put me in front of the TV, and that worked last week, but also as a five-year-old. So I've always just been attached to films, and then just, I've also just loved the idea. I like to create stories, like, if I played Cops and Robbers with friends, I made, like, the Cops and Robbers game way more bigger of a storyline than it has to be. You know, I want to develop the bank teller's whole backstory. So I love telling stories. I love creating. And I just thought, well, I know what format I want to write. I want to write films, tell stories in film. And then I just quickly knew, okay, this is going to be what I'm meant to do. So let's do it.
And that's great. That's great. So then, and you reached out at that time to the current film commissioner, Chris Langley, and from my understanding of your history, got on working on different movies and stuff, and then kind of branched out on your own. And now you've done things like location scouting for huge movies, you know, from what I understand, and have been writing a lot of stuff. I mean, I guess one thing that I should point out is that you won the screenplay festival when you were 19?
20.
Oh, okay, my bad. You're a slow learner. Yeah, so that's cool. So you went on, won the LA Screenplay Festival, and then went on to just work on lots of big movies, you know, Django Unchained, Lone Ranger, just to name a couple that have happened around here. I'm sure you probably have 300 short films and commercials. So, you know, you can look him up on IMDb, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, so now we come back to the present, where you have shot your first written, directed, and produced by Manuel Ruiz film, All Else Fails, correct?
That's correct.
That's awesome. And so you get that done, and using some local talent in local areas, I saw the Dow Villa in there. I saw the Alabama Hills, all Lone Pine locals. Everybody's going to know that. And so you put it into these two festivals, and then what happens?
What happens? Well, you know, getting notified that your film has been selected in a film festival is pretty, that's a pretty fun feeling, let me tell you. And and I knew that this was my first big legit film festival that I'm not just attending as a, you know, spectator or volunteering for. I'm there just my friggin' movies in it. I'm making damn sure I gotta go. And flew out to Oklahoma with my lead star and producing partner, Carl Flood, him and his wife, Laura Flood, who is also the production manager, props, wardrobe for my film and also his film that he was also taking to the film festival, The Unspoken Badge. I met them in Oklahoma, and then we attended the festival kind of like as a group, if you will, kind of support each other's films.
His film got into the Oklahoma festival too?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was cool to see, like, you know, his family, he's from Oklahoma, so he had a lot of his family come to the festival. And and what was kind of flattering for me in that regard is that this was his first big time in front of the camera in a legit role, or like not just a background extra. And then he also wins at the festival. He won three awards for his film, but then he also won one more for best actor in a short for my movie. And so he was taken aback, and I was kind of flattered that his family got to see his movie that he starred in on the big screen and then winning the award. I was like, you know, I'm pretty touched that was my movie. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Big moment for that dude, and then even bigger moment for you win best film
for the Sunny Side Up Film Festival. I won my film won best short film drama, best lead actress, Mackenzie Kaufman, then best lead actor, Carl Flood, and then best festival director's choice, best short film.
Man, I mean, you can't ask for better than that. It wasn't like you got the coach's award, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's incredible. I mean, you kicked that thing's butt. And then now you're in this last festival, you were nominated for what awards?
So almost the same list of nominations. This festival I got nominated for, the film got nominated for Best Short Film, Best Short Film Drama, and then Best Suspense Film, Best Director, Best Lead Actor, Best Lead Actress, the same two from before, and then Best Song for the closing credit song. And this time we took home Best Director for myself, and then Best Short Film, just Short Film overall night, not just in the drama category, just Best Short Film.
I mean, those are the two primo awards. If you watch the Oscars, if you're not there for the slap, then all you're really paying attention to is Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Film, right? Nobody pays attention to the rest of it. And I'm not knocking all the other people. I mean, I'm good buddies with people that have won Oscars and the other thing. But that's the main event. And it sounds to me like you took home the two biggest ones. So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome, man. What did that feel like to hear, holy cow, this film that I shot on my own dime, with my own steam, in my own hometown, just won Best Picture, and I won Best Director in two different festivals?
You know, it's pretty, it's hard to come up with an answer for that. It's one of those things where, you know, you're hoping you win, but at the same time, you're like, you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment. But then when it does happen, you're still like, no, he missed. It was like that one year when they called La La Land, but really they meant, was it Moonlight?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, you guys said the wrong one, but put the S in me here. Admittedly, the first film festival that when they called my last award, the festival director's choice, I'm like, okay, that's definitely not me. But out of all these movies, the director of this festival had to pick something else. So after they say all those films, I'm literally in mid-motion clapping. I'm like, no, I'm not clapping for myself. I wish somebody was recording the speeches, just for one, that would have been cool to show, but also I look like I have a bad case of Tourette turned up to 20, because I'm just like bouncing everywhere, can't look in one direction. So yeah, I'm not even looking at anyone right now. I'm basically like somewhere else.
That is hilarious. Okay, that is awesome, Manny. Our congratulations fully. I'm so stoked to have been a part of your film journey for the last 10 or 15 years. We've been friends. And that is awesome, man. And we here in the Eastern Sierra can't wait to see more. So, you know, what's some ideas that are coming up, even if you don't have something locked in, that you're working towards? And where can people see All Else Fails, as well as other work from Manuel Ruiz?
Right now, I am expanding the script of All Else Fails into a feature based around its reception it's been getting at the festival, just from everyone who's seen it, and even the festival director at the Sunnyside Up Festival. It was just really encouraging. So I kind of figured, okay, well, if these aren't all signs to see where else the story goes, then I better jump on it. And I have that, and I have another feature script that I would like to shoot. Another crime drama. Then I have a couple other just random, like, short feature scripts just on the burner that if the time is right, I'll get to them, or maybe they'll be next. Maybe after All Else Fails, I'll move on to something that I didn't even think I was going to do anytime soon. But no, I got a few things I'm looking into. To see the movie All Else Fails, right now, if you email me, Manuel Ruiz, 31@yahoo.com, and just request a link, I can send you a link for the Dropbox. I don't have it playing publicly or anything at the moment, just since I still am trying to take on the festival circuit. I don't want it out there just yet. There's a trailer that I put together real quick online on my YouTube. Just type in All Else Fails, parentheses, a short film, it'll come right up.
We'll link that with this interview too, so that it's on easternsierra.com, so people can find that trailer.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, and then you just kind of put your stuff out through Facebook.
At the moment, yes. I'm trying to make a website or something a little more official for myself.
Kind of got bombarded with success, and so now you kind of have to get all these other things going on, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you deserve it, my friend. So excellent job. We cannot wait to see what next is coming from Manny Ruiz. So, hey, any way we can help, let us know at Eastern Sierra now. And I'm sure all of your fans now out here will be paying attention and waiting to hear more from you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.